titled this devotion, The Village of Comfort. I've been blessed to have had two opportunities to visit the land of Israel in the past 3 years. The experiences of walking in the same places where our Lord walked and touring the sites where He taught and performed miracles is absolutely amazing and virtually impossible to put into words. One of my favorite places to visit in Israel, outside of Jerusalem, of course, is the village of Capernaum, located on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee. In the Hebrew language, the name Capernaum is made up of two words, Kaphar, meaning village, and Naum, which means comfort, thus the village of comfort. As you approach the gate to Capernaum, you'll notice a sign on your right above the stone wall which reads, The Town of Jesus. Matthew affirms this title when in chapter 9, verse 1, he records that Jesus got into a boat, crossed over the Sea of Galilee, and came to his own city. As we examine the four Gospels, we find that for the first 2 years of Jesus' ministry, Capernaum served as his home base of operations following his rejection by the people in his hometown of Nazareth, located about 20 miles to the southwest. Entering the gate of Capernaum, your attention is immediately drawn to the ruins directly in front of you, where there are five towering stone columns. Although another structure was built with white stones over the original one in the 4th century A.D., the blackened basalt stones you see here are remnants of the synagogue which existed in the time of Christ. Excavations have also uncovered parts of the original floor tiles of the 1st century synagogue where, according to Mark 1:21, Jesus went on his first Sabbath in Capernaum and taught the people. Yes, I actually stood on the same tiles where my Savior Jesus stood 2,000 years ago and taught from the Old Testament scriptures. Leaving the synagogue and looking across the way towards the Sea of Galilee, a contemporary octagon-shaped building immediately catches your eye, seemingly out of place in this ancient city of first century ruins. The modern structure, known as the St. Peter's Church, was built in 1990 over the remains of a 5th century octagonal-shaped church, which was built over the ruins of the Apostle Peter's actual home, a fact authenticated by writings on the surviving walls. Many biblical scholars also believe that Peter's house was the site of the first church in the world. The present-day church has the seating arranged around the outside walls with a glass floor in the center through which you can look down into the home where Peter and his family lived. Now think about it. This is the place where Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law of a high fever. The place where Jesus cast the evil spirits out of the demon possessed by his word and he healed those suffering from many different diseases. The place where the paralytic was brought by his four friends on his bed to be healed by the Lord, but because the house was so full of those listening to Jesus teach, they went up on the roof, removed the tiles, and lowered him down in front of the Lord, who promptly forgave him of his sins and healed him from the paralysis. So what is it about this particular place that made it so special? Well, it was the fact that Jesus was in the house. However, it was not just in Peter's house, but throughout the entire village of Capernaum that the power of God was wherever Jesus was. There were more miracles performed by the Lord in Capernaum than in any other town or village in all of Israel. Plus, it was also the hometown of five of the Lord's 12 disciples. Fishermen Peter, Andrew, James, and John, and Matthew, who was a tax collector. Capernaum, the village of comfort, certainly lived up to its name, where the Son of the God of all comfort, displaying his power and authority over death, disease, and demons, filled his followers with the comfort of knowing that in him nothing was impossible. But what about us in this seemingly impossible situation that we find ourselves in today, facing a dangerous virus that's causing worldwide death and destruction and has the potential to cause catastrophic destruction and for which there's no vaccine and no cure? Well, unlike the people in Capernaum, we don't have the blessing of living in the city of comfort with the Son of God of all comfort walking among us and displaying his power and authority over all that threatens our peace and security and well-being and filling our hearts with his comfort. Well, according to the words of Jesus himself, we have an advantage over those first century believers who experienced his physical presence and witnessed his power working among them. In John 16:7, Jesus said, "It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." Now, the Greek word translated helper here is parakletos, which means, believe it or not, comforter. The comforter is none other than the Holy Spirit of God. And the benefit we have today over what Jesus' disciples experienced is that through his Holy Spirit, who came to indwell us when we accepted Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we have access to the fullness of his power and his authority. Because he promises to never leave us or forsake us, the Comforter is present with us to lead us through this time. And finally, because he is fully God, co-equal with God the Father and God the Son, he has power over anything we face in life, including the coronavirus. I trust him today. Walk by faith and not by sight, and rest in the reality of his divine comfort. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.